We've all been there. You're feeling overwhelmed by frustration or anger, and suddenly it overcomes you. Your heart races, your blood boils, and before you know it, you've lost control and said or done something you regret. In the moment, it can feel impossible to control your anger and respond calmly to whatever situation you are in. But with practice and dedication, it is possible to gain control over your anger, and it can be far easier than you may think possible. In this episode of the Anger Secrets podcast, you will learn three simple yet powerful steps to control your anger and keep your emotions in check, no matter what life throws your way. Hello and welcome to episode 82 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Dews, and over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women how to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. In this podcast, I share the same proven tools and techniques I've used to help my clients control their anger and transform their lives. In addition, if you would like to take your anger management skills to the next level or learn how to control your anger in a much more structured and detailed way, I invite you to learn more about my comprehensive online anger management course, The Complete Anger Management System. This system is the simplest, fastest, and most effective way to control your anger that I know, and has helped thousands of people transform their lives, often in just a few weeks or less. To find out more about this powerful system, visit my website, angersecrets.com. Okay, with that said, let's dive into today's topic, three simple steps to control your anger. Step one is awareness. The first and perhaps most crucial step in controlling your anger is learning how to become more aware that you are getting angry. In fact, you cannot control your anger if you are not aware that you are getting angry. However, if you are aware that you are becoming angry, there are many options you can take to prevent your anger from getting out of control. These statements are very simple but profound, so let me repeat them quickly. You cannot control your anger if you are not aware that you are getting angry. However, if you are aware that you are getting angry, there are many options you can take to prevent your anger from getting out of control. So, how do you become more aware of your anger? One simple way is to become aware of what I call the early warning signs of anger. The early warning signs of anger are any signs that you are becoming tense, stressed, frustrated, or angry in any given situation. Specific early warning signs of anger can vary significantly from person to person, but often include signs such as your heart beating faster, feeling tension in your shoulders or jaw, raising your voice, thinking negative thoughts, clenching your fists, and so on. The key is to learn to recognize your early warning signs of anger before your anger gets too strong. In this way, you can choose a range of options to de-escalate your feelings before they get out of control. In the Complete Anger Management System, I will teach you many ways to do this. If you'd like to know more about this comprehensive course, simply visit my website, angersecrets.com. Step 2, thoughts and beliefs. The second step to controlling your anger is to recognize the thoughts and beliefs that are leading to your anger. As surprising as it sounds, in all cases, your anger is triggered not by the situation you are in, but by your thoughts and beliefs about that situation. For example, imagine that you are driving your car on the freeway, and another driver cuts you off. In this situation, most people will have thoughts such as, "That person is an idiot," or "How dare they do this?" These thoughts are what creates your anger. And if you have an issue with something like road rage, you are likely to respond to the other driver aggressively, such as by yelling, honking your horn, or even chasing their car. Now imagine the same situation happening to you. However, instead of thinking, that person is an idiot, or how dare they do this, you think, I'm sure they didn't mean to do that, or everyone makes mistakes. In this situation, you would probably not get angry. Due to this, your actions would change. For example, instead of yelling or honking your horn, you would likely shrug your shoulders and let the other driver in. So, what is the difference between these two situations? The difference is not what happened to you, but your thoughts about the situation. So, how does this relate to beliefs? Well, beliefs are where your thoughts come from. We have beliefs about everything in life, such as what is right or wrong, what is fair or unfair, how we should act, how other people should act, and so forth. It is these beliefs that lead to your thoughts in any situation. And to change your thoughts, you usually need to change your beliefs. This is a crucial step in controlling your anger, because if you can change your thoughts and beliefs, you can change how you respond to any situation, no matter how frustrating or anger-inducing it may seem. To learn more about changing your thoughts and beliefs, check out my online anger management program, The Complete Anger Management System. This program will teach you everything you need to know about how to change your thoughts and beliefs to keep your anger in check. Visit my website, angersecrets.com, for more information. Step 3 is communication. The third step in controlling your anger is to improve your communication skills. Effective communication is vital in preventing misunderstandings, understanding your partner better, expressing your needs clearly, and resolving conflict in a healthy way. When you are angry, your communication skills will suffer significantly. You may yell, insult others, or use aggressive body language, which will escalate the situation and make things worse. On the other hand, if you can learn to communicate calmly and assertively when you are feeling angry, you can express your needs and resolve conflicts in a respectful and productive manner. To communicate effectively, you need to learn to listen actively, speak assertively, and express your feelings and needs in a way that doesn't blame or criticize the other person. I have described how to communicate more effectively in numerous episodes of this podcast. For example, in episode 78, 3 Steps to Communicate Effectively with Your Partner, I shared 3 secrets to improve your communication skills. These 3 secrets were: Secret 1, be an active listener. Secret 2, speak clearly and non-aggressively. And Secret 3, practice negotiation skills. Of these secrets, as I have said many times, perhaps the most important is to be an active listener. Being an active listener means giving the speaker your full attention, listening to what they say instead of thinking about what you want to say next, and reflecting back what you have heard to ensure understanding. Active listening is important because it shows your partner that you care about their feelings and thoughts. It also helps you understand their perspective better and helps your partner feel truly heard and listened to. In turn, your partner will be far more ready to truly hear and listen to you. When done well, you will be amazed at the difference this will make in your relationship. Okay, there you have it, 3 steps to controlling your anger. These steps are: Step 1, become aware when you are getting angry. Step 2, understand your thoughts and beliefs. And Step 3, improve your communication skills. By following these 3 steps, you can manage your anger more effectively and have happier, healthier, and calmer relationships with all those around you. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode on 3 simple steps to control your anger. And be sure to tune in next week to learn how to handle anger from others. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from this show. Remember, if you would like to take your anger management skills to the next level, visit my website, angersecrets.com, to learn more about my comprehensive online anger management course, The Complete Anger Management System. This system is the simplest, fastest, and most effective way to control your anger that I know. It has helped thousands of people transform their lives. To find out more about this powerful system, visit angersecrets.com. Finally, remember also, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only, and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.